Now, Mike's other request was for tales from the boy John. Well, unfortunately, the boy wasn't available. But we did manage to ask Keith to read some of Aunt Agatha's messages.
Just a call out to dear old Mike Blythe, one of your chatterbox stalwarts, not forgetting his long-suffering and lovely wife, Patricia. I gather that, Mike, you like a little bit of Norfolk, probably a little bit of squit to go with it. That's typical of you railway people. That's all squit about me, I can tell you right now. Anyhow, Mike, I know probably when you think of Norfolk and squit and humour, you think about dear old Sidney Grapes, not a ham. For those who don't know, Sidney Grapes, he was a Norfolk comedian, and Sidney made his mark in around the village halls with all these Norfolk stories, dressing up as the old washerwoman and really playing it to the... And he was wonderful, and he used to tell all these wonderful yarns and all the rest of it. And I think it was one night in about 1946, he suddenly taught me a nice idea to drop a line to the EDB, because he could spell that, EDB. He got that under candlelight, and there you go, Dear Sir. And he suddenly thought that'd be a nice idea to incorporate some characters from the local community into this letter and sort of give a kind of insight into village life in post-war Norfolk. Because 1946, it comes through a lot. Now it's time to try and renew community spirits and draw them all together again and rebuild for the future. And I think this was an essential tool in the Norfolk armament to do that with the Boy John letters. They were sent on an occasional basis. Sidney only wrote when the tilly lamp was going well by night, and he also when the spirit moved him. And between 1946 and 1958, he adopted the name The Boy John and wrote these wonderful letters in broad Norfolk dialect to the paper. They had a tremendous following, but because they no one knew when they were going to appear, which made it even more delightful when they did. But the real guiding spirit of the whole thing was Aunt Agatha, because she used to have this little PS at the end of the letters. Aunt Agatha, she say, she quieted everything down, made people think. And chatterbox listeners, I think you'll agree that most of these would make very good mottos to go in the crackers to pull this year and any other year, because some of these remain relevant today as they did back in the 40s and 50s when they were first penned and included at the foot of the Boy John letters. Aunt Agatha, she's saying, I think these make lovely Christmas presents to you, chatterbox listeners and all who work in your wonderful vineyard. May I say congratulations on keeping going, because I have a few special memories of Compere and Chatterbox concerts at the Theatre Royal over the years when Doreen Donnelly and various other people were very much at the heart of your operation. And I do take my hat off, and I do wear one, although I don't have it on indoors, but I take my hat off to all those who work so hard on your talking newspaper. And so this is Aunt Agatha's selection of PSs. Aunt Agatha, she say, the only ordinary people in our village are them what think they aren't. And my goodness, don't I identify with that one. Grandfather, who used to chip in now and again, Grandfather, which is, of course is short for grandfather, but he liked grandfather. Grandfather, he say, salt is what make your taters taste nasty if you don't put it in. There's a wild logic to that one as well. Aunt Agatha, she say, many a woman have lost a good sweetheart by marrying on him. Is that right, Mike? Perhaps you can tell us the truth behind that one. Aunt Agatha, she say, that's no good at putting your foot down if you ain't got a leg to stand on. I think she got that from Long John Silver, if you ask me, in the Christmas panto. Aunt Agatha, she say, she's a very wise woman, but say nothing at the right time. I'm not sure that's strictly PC these days, but that didn't go quite so serious in them days, thank goodness. I love this one, especially if you've been out. Aunt Agatha, she say, reality is when you leave daddy dishes in the sink and them beggars are still there when you get home. God, there's nothing worse, is it? Here's a good one for everybody who's not particularly careful the way they go on. Aunt Agatha, she say, if people think you're a fool, keep your mouth shut, then they wouldn't know. Aunt Agatha, she say, if you want to keep friends with the people in your village, keep off the parish council. This one is again shows the battle of the sexes at its most whimsical. Aunt Agatha, she say, I'll start that one again because occasionally she used to get trouble. Well, she'd had one of her licorice all sorts. Aunt Agatha, she say, we're all sent here to help the others. So grandfather say, well, what the hell are the other beggar sent for? Which, of course, is a reasonable response. Aunt Agatha, she say, you can't keep trouble from coming, but you don't have to give it a chair to sit on. Aunt Agatha, she say, that's good to change your mind now and again, that help to keep it clean. Aunt Agatha, she say, the churchyards are full of people the world simply couldn't do without. We better remember that. I love this one because it's back to pre-decimalisation. And I remember when that first came in, the EDP sent a reporter down to Norwich Market to see what people thought about decimalisation. They asked one old girl what she thought, but she said, well, I think they should have waited till all the old people died. And I thought that was probably the most logical thing ever said about it. Aunt Agatha, she say, a threepenny bit ain't so good as sixpence, though they do go to church more often. You work that one out. You'll get no change from that. Aunt Agatha, she say, I don't matter what happened, there's always someone knew that would. I bet you lived next door to one of them in your time, ain't you? Aunt Agatha, she say, I don't like to repeat gossip, but what else can you do with it? And the last word goes, because she was a polite and wonderfully thoughtful old girl, the last word goes to Grandpa. Here we are. Grandpa, he say, if women know so much, how come they ask so many bloody questions? And I think he had a point. And I better ask the missus if she'd make me a nice cup of tea now after all that. Anyhow, it's been a pleasure to have a marvel with you Chatterbox listeners. And it's a hope of mine that perhaps I'll be able to do a little bit more marveling in the future. It all depends how the old feet get on and how we get on down here in God's waiting room.
Hey, I got a load.